We begin Perich Mishnah, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, the laws of neighbors in the Sefer Kinyan, the book of acquisitions, where we start a new category here regarding the rights and responsibilities that people have in their shared courtyard, which in this paragraph we discuss regarding the damages that are happening through neighbors. As Rambam gets halacha alf regarding the responsibility in sharing the expenses. So chatzar ha-shutfen, a shared courtyard. Kolech mehem, each one of them, koyves chaveir, could force his friend, Lasis bo, to make in it a shar, a gatehouse, which is a little booth where the guard sits there that to stop people from coming in and out who could damage the courtyard by looking at things. And bedelis, to put up a door. Anything that the courtyard needs, that's a very great necessity. Or things that is the customary of the people of that country to do in the courtyard. But other things, concealer, bakir, like making certain designs and figures, kayitzabay, or things like that, in a cafe that he cannot force his friend to have to make. Now, if one of them on his own made to make the courtyard beautiful, and he made these pictures and so on, if the second guy revealed his intention, that he's pleased with what his friend did, so then we devolve upon him all of them, and therefore, he has to give his portion in the expenses of those improvements to the courtyard. Halacha beis, mishish lebayis b'chaza achers. Now, if someone has a house in another courtyard, b'nei ha'chaz m'shab n'oisoi, so the people of the courtyard could still obligate him, lasus imam, to make with them delas, a door, b'negir, a bowl, d'manel, and lock. Now, b'shar v'm, regarding other things, im m'shab n'oisoi, they cannot hold him responsible for. Now, if he didn't just have another house in that courtyard, but he actually dwelled with them in that courtyard, then they could have a lien on him regarding all those things that the members of the courtyard are responsible for. Halacha Gimel continues regarding certain utilities in the courtyard and creating a chazaka, a presumed permission in that utility. One of the partners of the courtyard should be kishlamed by him, he wants to bring his animal into the courtyard, a rechaim or a mill, or legal b'tanagoyim, or to bring up chickens over there. His friend could stop him from having those utilities in the courtyard. So to any other thing, that's not the way of the people of that place to do into their courtyards, regarding all of them, the partners could stop any one of the other ones. Except for laundry. In other words, even in the city where the custom is that the women usually wash the laundry by the river, that's an exception that you can't stop them from doing the laundry in the courtyard. It's not the norm for Jewish women, Lisbazla Gavanar, to be degraded by doing it by the river. And therefore, if she wants to do it in the courtyard, she's allowed to. Now, whether it be a shared courtyard, or whether it be an alleyway that's not open on two sides to the Rosh Hashanah, only on one side, so that's also like a shared common area. All the members of that mavoi, of the alleyway ma'akvan zealzeh, could stop any one of them. Not to utilize that mavoi, ilibidvarm, only for things, only for things that's normal for the people of that country to utilize in such an area of a mavoi. Halacha hei. Echem and ashratofen b'chatzer. So if one of the partners in the courtyard, shehemed behema, he did put an animal, or yuchayim, or milo, or similar types of things, b'chatzer in the courtyard, and his partner did not protest, still he can stop him, calls man shirtza, whenever he wants to, and even after 3 years, which generally is a chazaka, we say that, no, he could tell him, until now I wasn't particular, but for now I am particular. Now, but, let's say he placed in front of this animal, or similar types of things, a machitza, partition, that's gevar satvachim, 10 hand breaths high, then hechzik, then he's considered having taken possession right away. Why? Because no, partners are particular about a partition. But since he let him put it there, Machel obviously is forgiving and pardon him, and he lets him do that. When we say this, by a sheared courtyard, but in his friend's courtyard, even if he puts his animal in his friend's courtyard, and they make it a partition for it, he's not created a chazaka that it's established that he could continue doing this. It's well known that obviously that he's just borrowing from him, and not that as if he has any rights over here. So too is regarding any time you're placing an oven or a stove, and bring up chickens or kizmen, or similar things. Why? Because if you're going to say he's taking a possession, no one's going to lend any area in this courtyard to anyone else. You're going to say, hey, you're going to make a chazaka as if this is yours. So therefore, that's only by chazaka, but not by someone else's courtyard. You don't create a chazaka. Halach above, continues in the related discussion regarding hezegria, damages that come by just gazing at someone else's stuff. So if one of the partners, Shabikish Lefteich Lechaloin, he wants to open up a new window, but take based in his house Lechatz into the common courtyard. Chavir Makad, Lev, his friend gets something. Mishim Mistakal, because now I can look at him through that window. Vim Pasach, and if he opens it up, Yistam, he can make him close it. And Machin Leiftechu Shahashru Tafin Bechatzir, so too, the partners in the courtyard should not open up Pesach Bayis, an opening of a house. Connected Pesach Bayis opposite someone else's opening of his house. Or Chalon Connected Chalon, one window opposite another person's window. Because again, it's Hezegri is causing damages that now you're seeing him through your window. But a person could open up to the public domain a Pesach connected Pesach, you're opening opposite that other person's, the other side of the street, opposite that person's opening, or Bechalin connected Chalon, a window opposite a window. Because he could tell him, look, I'm just like one of the people on the street that also see you, so my window's not going to be any worse. Now, Allah says, but even so, a person should not open up a store connected Pesach Chatzach Avera opposite the opening of his friend's courtyard. Why? Because it has a kavur tummy, because that is a permanent, constant damage. Because people of the street, yeah, but they're passing by and coming and going. But this guy's sitting at his door by the entryway of his store all day, looking out, and he's gazing at his friend's opening. Therefore, that's inappropriate to be done. Loches continues regarding adding on dwellers, members, to a house. So echad min hashutav mechatzer, one of the partners of a courtyard, shalokach bayis mechatzaches, he bought a house in another courtyard. So in yoch levteich pischa, he cannot open up his opening of his new house, lechatzah shut min shalai, that it should open up into his shared courtyard. No, that's independent. And moreover, afilu bana aliyah al gabei beis, even if he built now a second story on top of his first floor house, he's not allowed to make even from there an opening into his courtyard. Why not? Why can't he take from his new house from the other courtyard into this one, or from the second story an opening into the courtyard? Because he's increasing the road, the congestion, the traffic, by adding on more people from the other house or from the second story. He's adding on more neighbors, which each one has to wait for the other one. It's as if the road is getting longer. And now, it's like as if someone had one neighbor, but now you got many neighbors. But he could open up the second story into his house. And then from the house, same entry and exit goes out to the common courtyard. And if he wants to divide the room into two and make it into two separate rooms, that he could do. But he can't make a separate entryway for his second story into the common courtyard. Now, halacha says, mekana talamad. From here, from the first half of the previous halacha, you learn, she'echem en asher tafen. If one of the partners, she'hevi etzlei lebeisai, that he brings to him to his house, anche b'yisacheretz, people from a different house, yishlecha b'yilakalov, his friend could stop him. Neshamar v'lebezach. Now he's increasing congestion because you're bringing more people into the development. V'chein amaske b'yisal b'yisachem. So let's say someone's renting out, leasing out his house to one member of a family, meaning the head of household. Then he brings with him relatives, a miyudov, or his friends, to dwell permanently there, like as with his family. The renter, the owner of the property, could stop him. Where it's like that's it. You're adding on more inhabitants that is not allowed. Halacha continues regarding adding on to hezegriya. If it's already there, but adding on. So hayipesach shel echad min hashutafin katan. Let's say the opening of one of the partners from his house was a small opening. And Yochlach even, that he cannot widen it. Shari Shutaf Emily, because his partner could tell him, look, the Pesach cotton by a small opening, Ani Yochli Sasimcha, I was able to hide myself from you, Bishas Tashmash, when I was doing my private things. Ben Yochli Sasimcha, Pesach, now I can't hide from you when you have such a wide opening, your door's wide open, you see everything. Vimhoya Pesach Gadol, and if let's say the opening was large, Lo Yasendishlem, he's not making it into two separate openings. Why? Shari Emily, because he could tell him, the Pesach Echer Ani Yochli Sasimcha, when you have one opening, I could hide myself because that door's not always open, and if it's closed, the whole thing's closed. But two, I can't, because even one's closed, the other one's going to be open. So even that he can't do. Halachir alf. Aval but. Mishoy le pesach kot le shosaram. Someone had a small opening to the public domain. The Ratz Lachir wants to widen it. Oh, how Yerachav was wide. Ratz Lachir Shoshanayim. He wants to make it into two. In chabedah shekenegd ma'akil of his friend, opposite him, could not stop him. Because like we mentioned before, anyway, the guy has to, he's across the street. He has to be worried anyways, because the people that are on the shosaram, they're going to see anyway. And you don't have to say that B'nei Shosaram, Shein Mechem Lakla, for sure people in the street cannot stop this person who lives there in this house, right there on the side of the Shosaram, that that he can't make his door wider or make it into two. Halachic Beis continues regarding the responsibilities, the liabilities of the people of the Mavi, of the common alleyway, and of their rights. So Kaifin B'nei Mavi, the people of the same Mavi, the same alleyway, where many homes open up into common courtyards, and those common courtyards open up to the same alleyway, which that opens up into Shuz Rab. So the people of the same dead end, or this cul-de-sac, could force Zezeh to force each other, Laslam Lechi Akaira Lamavi, to make either a pole or a beam for their alleyway. In other words, where if it's not open on only, it's closed on three sides, we're making that Lechi Akaira will permit them as an Eruv to carry on Shabbos, they could force each other for that a common need. Halachid Gimel. Now, Mishishli Pesach Lamavi, if someone has already taken possession with a certain opening, with permission, as an opening to the Mavoi from his property. So the people of the Mavoi cannot force him las delas lamavi to make a door to the Mavoi with the purpose of diminishing people from traversing over there, going through it. He could say, no, he says, I want to be able to go in with my bundle to my entryway, so I don't want any door blocking. A Mavoi has a full l'shus rab. Now, regarding a Mavoi that's actually open, flush with the public domain, now, the people of the Mavi want to make doors. No, but the people from the street have rights. They could stop them. Because sometimes there's too many people in the streets and it pushes, it enters into the area of the Mavi and the doors are going to be in the way. Someone wants to open up an opening. But Mavi shayinim foolish in a Mavi that's not open on two sides. Only open on one side to the Rishus Rab. So, b'nei Mavi makim lav. So the people of the Mavi could stop him, neshamar b'alei mezaderech, because now there's going to be more people, come more traffic, and it's going to make the journey longer. The Mavi was open on two sides to the Shus Rab, it's perpendicular to two public domains. Then Pesach Kopesach Shus, because then he could open up whatever opening he wants, even initially, because again, people of the street are coming in and out. This is his adding on people that are traveling is not a good enough excuse. Halacha d'zvav, ha'yilei Pesach sasim. Let's say someone had a closed opening. But Mavish and Mafulish by a dead end. So he could open up whenever he wants. Through the fact that it was once open, he doesn't lose that right because it was sealed. Now, then Parasis Batsima, but let's say he broke the entire door frame. There was like, he took apart the hinges and everything. Then B'nei Mavi Makom Lav, then it's like it was not there anymore. And therefore the people of the Mavi could stop him from making it again. So to let's say one of the members of the Mavi, Shabikish Listen Pisre, he wants to close off his entry. To actually make it to open up to a different Mavi, to a different alleyway. But the Mavi Ma'akvan Lav, actually, people of his own Mavi could stop him. Because maybe there's going to be a tax for that specific cul-de-sac. Now, he's diminishing from their portion, from the set prices of the taxes for the people of Mavi, because now he's not paying. He's joining a different association, and now they're losing out. Now, therefore, there's no set tax for the people of Mavi, so it has nothing to do with who's there, who's not, then of course he can close up his entryway whenever it is that he wants to. Halacha d'zayin. Chamesh chatzeres, if there's five courtyards, which open up, like we said, that the common courtyard would open up into this mavish and mafulish, to this dead end. It's not open on both sides, only one side to the Shuz Rab. So kulon mishtamshes ima chatzeres, that all of the courtyards could utilize the area of the outer one, the one that's the closest to the public domain. But the outer one could only utilize its area and not what's closer inward of the cul-de-sac. So to the second one, which has rights on the outer one, because it's towards Rosh Hashanah, which you have a right to get to, but it does not have rights on the inner one, she could use her own area in the chatzer, and utilize the area with the outer one too. But the Mishnah Meshach Zarish, you cannot use those that are the rest closer inwards of the cul-de-sac. Then it comes out, Hapanimis Mishnah Meshach Zim Kulan. The inner one could use the area of them all, because she has to be able to get to the Rosh Hashanah, which is going through the area of the outer ones, and Mishnah Meshach Lasma, and she could use her own area that's the innermost of the cul-de-sac. Now, Lefikach, therefore, in Balash Nibon Itztabo, if the second outermost one builds a small platform for sitting and for selling merchandise. Keneged pischei, opposite his opening, ustam, and it closes off his opening. The outermost one cannot stop that second one, and he can't claim, oh, sometimes there's so many people in our area, they need to be able to push their way in. No, because the outer one has no rights of way of the inner one, because where are you going? It's only to the Rosh Hashanah you have rights to. Now, I will call it Panimis Makan Lab, but all the inner ones could stop them. They should marble them as a derech, but now they're making the journey longer in the length. Should have been keeping the stop, but could have to go around now the bench because it's closed off. And that you can, because they all have rights away to get to Rosh Hashanah. So to the owner of the second one, Shapasach lechatzeira pesach sheni, that he opens up for his courtyard a second opening, beinoy ben achatzeina, between him and the outer one. Einachatzein makev bezalav, the outer one cannot stop him. Shein lo neshtam shel pesach lechutz, because they only have utility from their opening and to what's outside. You have nothing to say about another entryway from the inner ones to you in the outer one. Avlam pasach a pesach sheni beinoy ben ashlishi. But if let's say the second one is making opening between a second opening between him and the third one, which is further in. The inner one can stop him. Because you have no rights to utilize the mavoi. Only from the opening of the first courtyard and outwards. So what are you doing? Make another opening going in. And so do the same thing is regarding them all. In other words, what it depends on is every courtyard could utilize it can make new openings in the entire area of where its opening is going to the outside. Because in this entire area, it has rights of utility. So therefore, that the outer, the one that's more outer, cannot stop the inner one. But if it's from within its opening, it has no rights. And therefore, the one that's more inner one could stop it from making another opening going inwards because you have no rights there anyway. And therefore, they could stop them from making that going inwards.